T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
What up, y'all? My name is Q Parker from 112, and check it out, from 4 to 7 p.m., I'm tuning in to Too Much Truth with my man, Derek Bozeman, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Keep it right here.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I need somebody smarter than me now. I'm waiting on y'all. All of y'all who said he playing chess and y'all playing checkers. What? Can somebody please call me up and explain that to me? Because I'm fairly relatively intelligent now. I never understood what that meant though. And apparently neither you all. Y'all it's just some stuff y'all say. You know, so call me up and let me know what it means. Everybody said, we don't understand the move Jay-Z making. Maybe I don't now, because he's playing chess and y'all playing checkers. You know, okay, what does that mean in the context of this new partnership with the NFL and the social justice? Clearly the NFL needed him. And somebody didn't. And oftentimes what happened is, they use black legitimation. We need somebody black to legitimize our lack of movement in these areas. You know, because there's no plan to hire that brother, because what he did was stood in the face of billionaires and told them that, you know, look at America and the mass incarceration and the killing of black people needs to stop. He didn't make no federal issue of it. He just got down on one knee. And that been 2-3 years ago, I think. And then what he also, see, when you make that much money, billionaire status now, you really don't have to answer to nobody. That's what Epstein was telling you. Man, I can have sex with little girls all over the world if I want to. Nobody going to do nothing about it. I'm not going to jail for that. You know. I mean, that's how that would work. It's like, who didn't know that? Bill Cosby, y'all knew that man was providing them women, knocking them women out. Who was surprised by that? I mean, he'd been doing it for so long. It was the M.O., modus operandi. 404-892-2703, but, you know, Jay-Z said, look, it's time, the kneeling is over now. It's time to get up and stop kneeling. And it's time to go to the action items. Who agree with that? Who agrees with that? And what are the action items now that Jay-Z want us to act on, or the NFL act on? Do we allow him to develop the agenda? How do you see this thing playing out? I'm just asking. I'm just asking for a friend. Okay, so now we're on to the actions item. You demand in the room now. What action item do you all want him to put on the table? Since he said he's in there on our behalf. Now, he ain't supposed to be in there on behalf of Rock Nation or himself or family or nobody. He in there on the black folks who feel like they have not had a voice and say, now, what do you think? Because I'm taking some notes. Maybe I will email him later on, hit him on IG. I want you all to call us up, all of y'all who've been protesting, the non-protesters. We're going to assume the brother has good intentions and he done got in the room. He is a spook who sat by the door now, up in here with these 32 owners and the commissioner, Roger Goodell. And he's in the room now. What in the world do you want this dude from Brooklyn to ask for? What do you need to be asking for on y'all's behalf? And How many of y'all playing chess and not checkers? And what the hell that mean? 404-892-2703. Let's go to Cliff in Atlanta. Cliff.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Cliff, get up.
You got to get us off the phone or get up off the speaker or earpiece or whatever. I can't hear you. Yeah, it sounds like you're down in a hole somewhere, okay? We can put you on hold, let you get that straight. 404-892-2703, 404-892-2703. What are my great philosophers or whoever, you know? Call and let me know what y'all are playing chess and everybody else playing checkers. What does that mean? And what should y'all want Jay-Z? Now, we're going to assume he in there with good motivation. And that's assumption. That's a stretch. What should he be asking these billionaire owners to do? You know, I ain't going to question, brother. Give me a piece of paper. I need to be able to. I'm going to take some good copious notes now. First of all, I want everybody who used this axiom, y'all playing checkers and need people playing chess. What does that mean? Because I need to understand it. Because y'all been wearing that line out all day today. I'm just trying to understand it. And then what should the brother be asking for if he's in the room now? Y'all don't believe he's in the room. Now, if he's in the room for us, I'm going to say it like that. If he's in the room for us, that's black people. Is he in the room for us? What should he be asking for? Now, if he's in the room for himself, do we have any expectation that he should ask for anything for black people? Maybe he's in there for another chain, a Rock Nation. I don't know. Let's go to Wanda on line one. Wanda.
Hey, Derek, how you doing?
I'm doing very good. How about you?
Okay, three things. Number one, he's not in the room. He's at the table, and he is going to be eating what the 32 owners are serving. That's number one. Number two.
Hold on, man. Say that one more time. Say that one more time.
He's not in the room.
He's at the table,
and he is going to be eating
whatever the
32 owners are serving. Number two, the way I understood it, we playing checkers and he's playing chess, is that we're not thinkers, that anybody can play chess, king, me, you know, move the square to the left, but you have to be a thinker and
that's what that means.
Play chess.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, I got you. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? With that one. And then number three, if we have the seat at the table and we are in the room, what Jay-Z needs to do is to put a coalition together, get the nonprofits together, and let's use the money. Let's take the money and use it in our community.
See, here's the thing now, Wanda. Again, $89 million or whatever they say is like flinging a dime to a beggar. That ain't even the money, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, Google, I got to figure out how much. They split up billions of dollars now. These are 32 owners before they even generated any TV revenue or anything else. They have a pot every year they split up. And so I'm simply saying, is it always about the money? Now, why can't we own some of these things? Why can't we say that the next expansion team – well, next one come to sell has to go to black folks. We got 70% of the people running the ball, and we don't own none of the teams.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I'm going to tell you this much. So it's some minority owners.
Now, Wanda, let me tell you how that works. Let me tell you how that works. When the white boy invites you to put, because if you ask them how minority they are, Serena Williams, them, they might have $2-3 million in there. They ain't not splitting no revenue with them owners. They are not in no ownership, or they do not call any shots in the organization. So, like, we have the Hawk that have some minority owners. Them dudes have been invited there by the white folks again.
Right.
And they chip in a couple $1 million, we'll give you some seats. But they're not in the position to make any of this. Have you heard any of these minority owners speak up on behalf?
No, they cannot. And I'm going to tell you this one that you go. Okay. The NFL was a nonprofit.
Yeah, and they gave up the nonprofit when the federal government came after them saying, we want to, as a nonprofit, which means they paid no taxes on any of their transactions.
Right.
You know what them white boys said? Say, oh, no, you can have your nonprofit status back. We don't need it. We'll pay some taxes. We don't have no problem
sure
with that.
Did.
And then guess what? They turn around. You know why they did that, Wanda? Because they did what Arthur Blank did. He came right to the city of Atlanta and said, exempt me from them same taxes that we're going to pay federally and give me all of these free inducements to build this stadium.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope JV, our boy, over. I hope he's going to be our boy.
All right, we'll have to see. Time will tell. But I just, you know, I'm just asking y'all. What if we play chess? Did she get that right? I guess. You playing checkers or what? I don't know. 448-922-2703. What do y'all want now? If he's on the table, Wanda said he's just at the table. He's in the room. If he's in the room, what do we want? What do y'all want? What do y'all want? What do y'all want? Is he in there for black people? He's in there for himself. We'll talk to Sandra Charles Cliff when we get back. Don't go into places. Too much truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WLK. All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WLK. Let's go to Charles in the ATL. Charles, how you doing? Charles?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. You know what? You took the words right out of my mouth when you said, I wanted him to get some of the wealthiest people, Africa or wherever, to get their own team, for him to have his own team, NFL team.
Okay. And you know, one of the things that I would say is not just for Jay-Z, we know that he made a bid and was trying to make a bid for a team. But we know that those billionaires are not interested in you owning. You know, they're not interested in him owning a team. And so I hope the demand we put on the table is for some percentage. If we're 70% of the people who are running the ball, generating the revenue, generating the sales, thank you, Charles, that we should be the ones sharing in the revenue of this. I mean, let me tell you this. That's a very dangerous sport. And I will tell you, I was sharing with some people about 5 years ago, I interviewed Earl Campbell here. And I was telling y'all last week, I literally almost just broke down crying. Because if there was anybody who was the epitome of football, a man's man running back that would run through you, it was Earl Campbell. Y'all was just phenomenal. And he came in so broken up. He had his two sons with him, one on almost each side just holding him up and walking, bad-labeled with neandering, arthritic and brittle, and he was here selling sausage. And, you know, we watched these iconic names like him. It was just tough for me to, and I was like, man. And he wasn't making these, you know, $100 million contracts, some of the other stuff we see. Boy, football ain't got that. But whatever it was, it wasn't worth it. And he was 50, in his 50s then. I think he's 64 now. I had to Google him again just when I was thinking about it. That was tough for me. 448-922-2703, brutal sport, you know. They need to go back and take care of some folks like him. Let's go to Sandra online, too. Sandra, how are you?
How you doing, Derek? Haven't called in a while. You been good?
I'm better than most, Sandra. I'm still standing on his promises.
Now,
tell us about it. Run it down for us.
All right. The chess and checker analogy, that's the difference between when there's a community or human rights violation and brothers and sisters are on the corner giving their opinion. But when you get on the radio and say, let's go to jail together, let's march together, let's sit in together, they ain't got nothing to say. So that's the difference between the checker players and the chess players. We will die for the people. So that's that. And then I was thinking of whether Jay is in there for himself or others, because I think the owners think they have a passive rich person, someone who's not going to cause many waves. And so that we don't know right now. But what I would like to see him advocate for is, like you were saying, they need stock options in the league. When they come, they need to be able to do profit shares and stock options. That's first. The owners need to create a fund for for players who have to leave the league because of injury or when they retire if they have permanent injuries, head injuries, and like you were saying about the player who is just busted up, because that's like brick walls running to each other, mm-hmm. you know, the whole season. And then the final part I would like to see is once they get through on the field, if they would like to be promoted throughout the organization. They may want to be coaches. They may want to be trainers. They may want to, you know, we have a few people that are on the mic, but you don't have that many newscasters.
Right.
But they need to be promoted and go up in the organization to general managers or whatever the case may be, because it's just like a regular job. You don't want to be on the job where you can't grow and go up, where all you can do is a lateral move. So that's the three I would like.
Okay, good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you, Chandra. We may have to send you in there with 448-922-2703. Now, we can focus on Jay-Z, or we can kind of figure it out. What do you think ought to be on the table? You know, if he's in the room now, what do you think ought to be the demands that are made to the NFL? Since we're trying to deal with social justice, let's try Cliff out one more time, see if phone any better. Get my pad. It's not working right. Let's go. All right, Cliff.
Hey, yeah. DB. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, first of all, Jay-Z has proven himself to be an exceptional business person. I'm not necessarily a fan of the music, but Jay-Z is a very astute business person.
Okay. And now, so does that mean in the context of this?
Well, because that's what you need. When, like you say, you don't send a hungry man home with your lunch. Okay. Jay-Z is exposed to a lot of these sports deals. He has a sports company. He has proven himself as far as him and his wife. They represent black people. They have always represented. They're not somebody who's going to back away from us or anything like that. So he may have a vision that maybe we haven't seen yet, but I think he is. I would trust him to say, okay, that if I want somebody at the table, I want somebody like that who can understand, who can roll with those people. You know, he can roll with the billionaires. He understands a lot of the things that they could, you know, the deals that they could make. He understands doors he can open. Once he gets in there, he'll understand more doors that need to be opened.
But what do you make of his statement? Well, it's time to get up off your knees now.
Well, you know, I mean, I think we hang on little statements too much. You know, I think
is your words. I don't think I can evaluate you by your words. I didn't think that was even a necessary comment.
Well, that, you know, he misspoke. You know, I don't hang a whole lot up on that little statement that he...
All right, now what do you want him to get? Now what do you think he ought to be asking these folk for?
I think he ought to be asking for more opportunity for everybody, for the, you know, I think he needs to open up a lot of doors for those who have been historically been left out. I think he ought to try to do some type of social justice programs. Maybe he needs to find out where exactly this need to be directed. I don't know exactly what he need to be asking for when he gets there, but I kind of trust the brother in that he would have enough knowledge to do so.
All right. Sound like a one.
And the exceptional fortitude, you know.
All right. Appreciate you. 448-922-2703. Cliff said he trusted me. He's going to send him in there with full authority of black folks. And he'll come out with something good for us. Do you think so? 448-922-2703. You know, 448-922-2703. Look, don't go into place. Stick and stay with us. Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
My name is Ray Muhammad. You're listening to Too Much Truth with Brother Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.